Good morning. Welcome. It is now 10:07 and I call this hearing to order. This is a public hearing for the Washington State Department of Licensing and is being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, regarding proposed home inspector rule changes within WAC 308-408C-020, Ethics and the Statement of Purpose. This hearing is being held on Wednesday, April 25th, 2018 at the Capital Event Center, Conference Room Chehalis B at 6005 Taiyi Drive Southwest, Tumwater, Washington, 98512. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR18-07-066, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on March 16, 2018, and copies of the proposed rule changes are available on the table near the entrance of the room. This rulemaking is authorized pursuant to the provisions of RCW 18.280.050 and RCW 18.280.060. My name is Lynn Briscoe, and I am the program manager for the Real Estate and the Home Inspector programs. The Director of Licensing has designated myself to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today. If there are any questions regarding the proposed rule changes, Terry Rogers, who is our Assistant Administrator of the Real Estate Programs, and Bill Jutra, who is our Investigations and Audit Manager of the Real Estate Programs. This procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are auto-recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located at the table near the entrance of the room, and you will be called to testify in the order in which you signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today, I'm going to ask come up to sit at the table here so the recording can pick you up, that you state your name, identify who you are representing if you are testifying on behalf of others, and whether you support or propose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these rules from Craig Armstrong, Scott Harris, and Tom Brick. Copies of these written comments and any additional comments that we receive will be added to the rulemaking file. So now we're at the point where we're going to hear oral testimony, if any, from those present. And I have signed in. First is Greg Madsen, who is a board member of our Home Inspector Advisory Board. And Greg, you have indicated you maybe would like to testify?
Possibly.
Would you like to provide comment today?
Yeah, I think I will.
Okay. So go ahead and have a seat. And if you can state your name, who you're representing, whether you oppose or support the proposed rule.
I'm representing Sherlock Home Inspection Company, and as made mention, I am a board member for the Washington State Home Inspection Board, and I am opposed to the change of the rules. The concern I would have is that it would be down on section, I guess you call it WAC 308-408-20.9. My concern is that I'm afraid it's going to open up to self-interpretation as to allow real estate agencies to begin to charge to be on their referral list. And it would be more of you're willing to pay versus the fact that you are experienced and versus the fact that you have a background check and all the necessary requirements to be on that list as they are currently right now. So I have already been contacted by two different large real estate agencies concerning my willing to pay to be on their referral list. And in both cases I have denied my willingness to pay for being on that list. Great.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks.
So, Greg, I noted on the sign-in sheet that your position is opposed.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So, Patrick Knight, would you like to provide any comment?
I'm good right now.
Great. Thank you. Daryl, would you like to?
I'll be third.
Okay. Charlie? Charlie, please state your name, who you're representing, your position, and any comments.
Charlie Buell. I guess I just represent myself. I am in favor of the change. I just think that we should add the words in it to state the accept the client. And if can I borrow that just a second? So where it says to not offer an inducement to any individual or entity other than the client by providing compensation or reward in exchange for performing an inspection. That's the only change that I would recommend to that.
Thank you. And Charlie, I indicated support in your position.
Yeah, with that modification.
With the caveat. Okay. Thank you. And Jennifer, would you like to provide any comment? Great. Any other comments?
Well, this doesn't have anything to do with it, but you said you were approached by real estate brokerages?
I've been contacted by two different agencies that I'm currently on their list with, and wanting to know if people have been paid to be on that list.
They can't do that, can they, Bill?
During the rules hearing, we can discuss that after the rules hearing. Some of those content, but here today we're just for this rule hearing for the changes to the home inspector law.
Okay.
Any other comments? Okay, so thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rule and respond to them by category of subject. So that'll be both written and testimony that we received today. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all of those that have made oral and written comments, so you will receive a copy of this. This document will be provided to the Director of Licensing for her consideration on whether to move forward and adopt the rulemaking as proposed or not. So it is now 10:14, and this hearing is adjourned.